You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. It's no secret what the main tactic will be for Republican governor's candidate Mark Molinaro this year. During a visit in Syracuse on Thursday, he raised numerous examples linking Andrew Cuomo with ethics problems and corruption. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on how that could unseat the two-term governor.
Governor Cuomo's name has been linked for months to scandals and court cases involving possible bid rigging, handing out contracts in exchange for campaign cash, and worse. Molinaro thinks the time's ripe for voters to switch course from the candidate who's won handily in the past two elections. He points out recent primary losses of incumbents.
Certainly those who seemed, at least on the left, to be entrenched power brokers, if you will, didn't do so well in that primary. And I think that what we see on both sides of the aisle is a real distaste for elected officials who think public service is about them, that it's about enriching and benefiting them. So I do think that there is a sentiment across the state that enough is enough.
He cites plenty of stories, the Buffalo Billion allegedly linked to donations, the CNY Film Hub, another state contract linked to campaign cash, even Cuomo's use of a state vehicle in a recent parade while handing out campaign literature, illegal under ethics guidelines.
New Yorkers think that this is the norm. It's just the way it is in the state. And it doesn't have to be. It just doesn't. And it is about time, I think, that New York give its government back to its people, the people paying the bills. So in that same spirit, I decided to run for governor because it's about time that we hold New York state government accountable. And we call into question a governor who doesn't seem to know the difference between right and wrong.
Of course, Cuomo is facing a primary challenge from Cynthia Nixon in September. Then in November, Ad Molinaro, Green Howie Hawkins, and independent Stephanie Miner in the mix, all going after Cuomo.
There are now, four of us have found a way to a ballot line running against the incumbent governor, all saying similar things. That's how bad it is. So I think there is a desire among New Yorkers for change. I think the governor wants you to believe that if you reelect him, there'll be change. Well, you know, we're not that foolish.
Molinaro would end cash grants for economic projects to rein in pay-to-play corruption. He'd also prohibit campaign donations from companies that work with the state. He further criticizes economic development, which has boosted some local projects, such as the Hotel Syracuse, Empire Brewing, and others.
We're not stimulating the economy. We are helping catalyst projects. We are helping individual projects. And my county has benefited from some of those as well. But it isn't a comprehensive economic development approach. It is not stimulating economic growth statewide, and it is not sustainable.
Molinaro was the GOP's choice to run for governor over John DeFrancisco. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.